It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here this week. And let's kind of take a look at the week that was. And, well, I think we're higher again on some of our cash prices now than we were when we talked a week ago.
Yeah, we sure are. And we had pretty good markets yesterday, considering the fact that we've had some good planting weather in parts of the country that haven't been getting good planting weather. Had corn down just a little bit, but beans are still higher, so we really didn't suffer too much from other people getting their planting done.
So what's at work in the beans? Is it true demand for product again?
You know, it's probably demand for product, but it also there's a lot of speculative money in the market right now, and I guess that's a little bit of a concern that when and if the speculative money would decide to change sides on that thing, it could get kind of ugly for a while. So we had beans a little higher yesterday, I think, because of the fact that that we had good planting weather for some of these people in the Eastern Corn Belt to get their corn in the ground. So hopefully there'll be some acres that won't go to beans, and that'll pump up the bean market.
And you want to talk a little bit about that, the significance of planting progress in today's market, because that really has changed over the years, hasn't it?
It absolutely has. When I started farming, I remember a neighbor telling me that the 20th of May was the perfect day to plant corn. If you could plant it all the 20th of May, why, he'd be happy. Well, here's 2009, and I finished planting my beans on the 19th of May, and that's not considered particularly early, but you know, they're saying we need to get as much of the corn in the ground in April as we possibly can. And if we get past the 10th of May, why, we're starting to lose yield pretty bad. And now they're even saying get the beans planted as early as possible. So the world has changed. And right now that's kind of keeping these markets on edge because there are some people that have quite a few acres left to plant.
I was going to ask this, and it may seem like a two-sided question, but with the varieties that we have nowadays, both in corn and soybeans, they seem quite tolerant to withstand a little bit more than they did years past. Is there any real justification for the market to look at planting progress?
I think there is, but you know that like last year, for instance, we had a very late planting in some of the better corn growing areas, and we had have acres and acres of land that was flooded out, and yet we came up with a really big crop. And what that says to me is that the areas that produced good really did produce very well. And even though some of those areas got flooded out, the rest of the area made it up. So, you know, we've got a tremendous resilience in these hybrids and varieties, and who knows if we ever got a year where the weather was almost perfect, what kind of yields we could get. So I'd say in most years it's a little less important than it maybe 20 years ago, but right now the market is on edge and the economy is on edge, and so little things cause big excitement.
All right, for this time of year, in terms of our marketing plan, Roy, what are some things that we should focus on?
You really should be looking at pretty much having your pre-harvest sales wrapped up, 20, 30, 50%, whatever you normally forward price ahead of time. You should have that done by now, and we certainly have plenty of opportunity to do that. Looking at the cash basis here in eastern Nebraska, the basis on corn has slipped a little bit. The basis on beans is extremely good, and if you've got old crop, beans especially in the bin, you need to take a good look at those bids. They're getting right up there close to where they were a year ago. And on the corn, and it seems like every time we go 3 or 4 cents forward, we go a couple cents back. So you maybe just need to be dribbling that into the market as time goes on and not wait for that big rush up, which if we were going to get it, we probably would have already gotten it by now.
We've made these comments before on this program that there seems to be a lot of corn in farmer storage yet, and that's going to have to be marketed before September comes.
It is, and it's hard telling when that is going to happen. I think so the weather probably have a little bit of an effect on it, because if the weather is really good, farmers are going to be optimistic and probably just say, well, I'm going to get this corn out of here. And if But if we keep having these weather delays, that may promote procrastination, so to speak, and delay the delivery of corn. And I'd sure hate to see a big run, you know, 1st of September when people are wanting to get their bins empty for harvest, because it could make the basis really ugly right then.
For producers that want more information from you, there are several ways to get that.
Roy@soyroy.com. My email address, soyroy.com, is my website. And I wish everybody a pleasant Memorial Day weekend.
Well, thank you, sir, and the same to you, and we'll talk to you next week.
I will be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here at 840 KTIC.